This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, GAO, DOE did not learn lessons from previous CMRR cost estimates. A new Government Accountability Office GAO report reveals that the Department of Energy, DOE, and its semi-autonomous National Nuclear Security Administration did not learn the lessons about providing accurate cost estimates for the Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement, CMRR, project at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. In 2005, the federal agencies estimated the CMRR project to cost $975 million, with a completion date of 2017. Yet recent estimates indicate that design, construction, and equipment for the Radiological Laboratory, Office and Utility Building, RLUB, and the proposed Walmart-sized nuclear facility would have cost approximately $7 billion, $1 billion more than previously disclosed. DOE built the RLUB at a cost of about $400 million and in 2014 began operations. In August 2014, DOE canceled plans to construct the nuclear facility because of the cost increases, including the growing knowledge of the seismic dangers on the Pajarito Plateau, where LANL is located. Robert H. Gilkison, an independent registered geologist, worked for years to bring attention to the seismic issues. An estimated $500 million would be needed to make the seismic design changes. LANL is the only facility in the DOE's nuclear weapons complex for manufacture of plutonium pits, or triggers, for nuclear weapons at the Plutonium Facility, or PF4. As part of the quote-unquote modernization of the nuclear weapons complex and at the direction of the Department of Defense and itself, DOE is charged with manufacturing 50 to 80 pits per year by 2030. After the nuclear facility was canceled, DOE adopted a new plutonium strategy called the, quote, revised CMRR project, end quote, to use PF4 and the RLUB for pit production. The GAO report discloses that, quote, DOE will develop the capability to produce at Los Alamos an increasing number of new pits over time. These pits will be of a different type than the pits produced earlier, so Los Alamos has started a development process to establish a pit production capability for a new pit type, end quote. In 2013, DOE, quote, developed multiple experimental pits for life extension programs, end quote, a program estimated to cost $13 billion for one warhead, the interoperable Warhead 1. Soon thereafter, LANL, quote, paused pit production and other operations because of nuclear criticality safety concerns, end quote. Jay Coughlin of Nuclear Watch New Mexico stated, quote, expanded plutonium pit production at LANL is not needed to maintain stockpile safety and reliability, but instead is a must for nuclear weaponeers who want to give existing weapons new military capabilities through so-called life extension programs. This GAO report is more evidence of how taxpayers' money could be far better spent than on poorly planned, unnecessary, and very expensive expanded plutonium pit production, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.